Blog Talk Radio.
When you found me here, you pulled me close and held me near. And I'm a fool, but still you love. I'll be a fool for the King of Love. You gave me wings so I could fly, and gave me a song to color the sky. And all I have is all from you, and all I want is all of you.
Yeah.
When I've walked away, too much to carry, nothing left to say. Forgive me, Lord, when I'm weak and lost. We traded heaven for a wooden cross. And all these years, you carried me. You've been my eyes when I could not see. And beauty grows in the driving rain. You're all of gladness in the times of pain.
Your grace, your way, your grace. I'm nothing without you.
Your grace. People say time will heal, but you know they just don't feel what you feel. Come on, Israel.
And times are hard, but God is so good.
never felt you, and he said it never would. Oh, he sees your tears, sees your tears, yeah, yeah. He finds your fear, yeah.
Hold on, help is on the way.
He knows your heart, he lifts your head, he's always close enough to hear every word you said.
He said he'd help you.
Just reach out.
Take his hand.
Word, because God is in the house. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, set me down and you stand up, God. You say what you want to say tonight, God. You bless your people through me. Give them what they need, that their lives will never be the same after tonight. In the name of Jesus, amen. Once again, thank you all for joining. I do appreciate it. The word for tonight comes from John chapter 21, verses 1 through 7. Also, Matthew 14, verses 22 through 31. The title of the message is The Unthinking Decision. And I will be reading from the NIV on tonight. After Jesus appeared again to his disciples by the Sea of Galilee, it happened this way. Simon Peter, Thomas, also known as Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two other disciples were together. I'm going out to fish, Simon Peter told them, and they said, we'll go with you. So they went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore, but they did not recognize that it was Jesus. He called out to them, friends, haven't you any fish? No, they answered. He said, throw your net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some. When they did, they were unable to haul the net in because of the large number of fish. Then the disciple who Jesus loved said to Peter, it is the Lord. As soon as Simon Peter heard him say, it is the Lord, he wrapped his outer garment around him, for he had taken it off and jumped into the water. I need you to pay close attention to that last phrase, jumped into the water. It's going to be important later on. He jumped into the water. Switching to Matthew 14. Starting with verse 22. Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side while he dismissed the crowd. After he had dismissed them, he went up on a mountainside by himself to pray. Later that night, he was there alone, and the boat was already a considerable distance from land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. It's a ghost, they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, take courage, it is I. Don't be afraid. Verse 28, Lord, if it's you, Peter replied. Also, I need to note that Peter and Simon Peter are the same people. Lord, if it's you, Peter replied, tell me to come to you on the water. 29, come, he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on water, and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and began to sink and cried out, Lord, save me. Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. You of little faith, he said, why did you doubt? Again, the title of tonight's message is The Unthinking Decision. Peter was a fisherman working on the water by trade. Peter was a fisherman working on the water by trade, so it's more than likely he knew how to swim. Remember, John 21, verse 7 says, as soon as Simon Peter heard the disciple, the one that Jesus loved, say, it is the Lord, he wrapped his outer garment around him, for he had taken it off, and jumped into the water. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm not going to jump in some water if I cannot swim. Simon Peter could swim. That's evident of it. So what happened to Simon Peter in Matthew 14 when he got out of the boat and was successfully walking on water until he began to sink. Lord, save me, Peter cried when he attempted to walk on water. He took his eyes off Jesus and was beginning to sink, drown. But the fear was not in sinking, drowning, because remember, Peter could swim according to John 21 and 7. Because once again, I'm not getting in water unless I can swim. Peter voluntarily jumped in the water, evidence that he could swim. The fear was in maybe I made the wrong decision. How many times have we took our eyes off Jesus and moved too quick into a situation, got out of the boat and into a struggle, a financial struggle, a relationship struggle, a marriage struggle, a career struggle, a business struggle, a ministry struggle, etc., and had to cry, Lord, save me. That's the unthinking decision. Had Peter just waited on Jesus and allowed Jesus to come to him, things would have been different. But he got out of the boat. I know you are desperate to get out of the boat, the situation, but timing is everything. Wait on God. Do not allow yourself to become afraid. Fear has the power to sink your achievements. What you position yourself to see will either be a faith or a fear in you. Fear tends to come naturally when you see God doing something you never expected. Fear tends to come naturally when you see God doing something you never expected. A word for somebody. God will meet you at the point of your greatest fear and calm your nerves. This is one of my favorite points for tonight. Sometimes God will make you go it alone while he dismisses the onlookers. Sometimes God will make you go it alone while he dismisses the onlookers. One word from God will give you the courage you need to not be afraid. It's always wise, listen to this carefully, it's always wise to be sure it's God before proceeding, before you are in too deep. Somebody's involved in a relationship, you need to be sure there's God before you are in too deep. Kind of letting that one sink in. Somebody's involved in a relationship, you need to be sure there's God before you are in too deep. If you know for sure it's God that has brought you to this moment in your life, then let no one block your efforts. God, Jesus, is inviting you into more. You can do more than you previously thought. Come. God, Jesus, is inviting you into more. You can do more than you previously thought. Come. Come, let Jesus show you life beyond your comfort zone. Moving forward is not always easy. Somebody needs that. I know that moving forward is not always easy, but trust the God that has called you. Trust the God that has called you. In order to move towards something, you have to get out of some things, clean up your life. In order to move towards something, you have to get out of some things, clean up your life. There is life beyond your present storm. Somebody needs to know that. There is life beyond your present storm. You can walk through this storm. That storm deserves to be subdued under your feet. Stop letting what it looks like go to your head. Stop letting what it looks like go to your head. Anytime you look down to what's beneath you, you lose sight of what's right in front of you. Anytime you look down to what's beneath you, you lose sight of what's right in front of you. Peter got out of the boat, and he was successfully walking on the water, just like his mentor. You can successfully do what God has called you to do. You can successfully do what God called you to do. Peter begins to sink when he takes his eyes off Jesus. To successfully accomplish anything, you must stay focused. Peter begins to sink when he looks away from Jesus onto his circumstances. Peter begins to sink when he looks away from Jesus onto his circumstances. A word for somebody. Take your eyes off your circumstances. Take your eyes off your circumstances. Once again, Peter's fear was not in sinking, drowning. But Peter looked down and saw what was going on under his feet and began to panic. He had no idea walking on water would be like that. Some of you had no idea the situation you're in would be like that. It's way more than you bargained for. You had no idea being a single parent would be that hard. You had no idea being self-employed, running a business would be that hard. You had no idea trying to put yourself through school would be that hard. You had no idea being married, in a relationship, or even singleness would be that hard. Lord, save me. Peter had no idea what was going on under his feet until he looked down. God was doing it for him. God was doing it for him, and he didn't even know it. You have no idea what's going on under your feet. God is doing it for you. Do you hear me? God is doing it for you. You are going somewhere. Say this with me. I will not sink. I will not drown. I'm going somewhere. I will not sink. I will not drown. I'm going somewhere. Take back your territory. There is destiny under your feet. All the turbulence you had to withstand is proof of that. All the turbulence you had to withstand is proof of that. And somebody's saying amen because I can feel you in my spirit. Lord, if it's you, Peter replied, tell me to come to you on the water. There will always be those who want you to prove yourself. There will always be those who want you to prove yourself. Whether Peter moved too quick by asking Jesus to prove himself and bid him to come or not, the one thing he had going for him in the midst of this situation was Jesus. No matter how you got in your current situation, keep moving toward Jesus. Keep moving toward Jesus. How you got in this situation at this point really doesn't matter. Keep moving toward Jesus. Jesus has a plan to restore your abundance. Jesus has a plan to restore your abundance. Listen to his instructions via the Holy Spirit. Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught Peter. You of little faith, why did you doubt? You can do it. Jesus' hand is on whatever you're doing. Don't let doubt belittle your faith. You can do it. Jesus' hand is on what you're doing. Don't let doubt belittle your faith. I hope the message encouraged somebody on tonight. If there's anybody on the phone that desires prayer at this time, you can mash 1, and I would be happy to pray with you. Or if you're online, you can text me at 865-408-8690. That's 865-408-8690 for the text. Bear with me while I'm trying to reboot my computer. It just went out. So if you're on the phone, I can't see it right now. Just give me a minute. Once again, I hope you were blessed by this message. It was a blessing to me when God gave it to me. It was like I had church all by myself. God is indeed good. There we go. I can see. Thank you, caller, for remaining there. Hello, welcome to Prolific Fire. You're on the air. Hello? Hello? So, well, thank you for joining on tonight. I truly appreciate it. I'm going to play a song. And if there's anybody on that's listening online that desires prayer, you can text right after this song, and I will pray with you. I'm going to play I Have to Believe, because in order to receive anything from Jesus, you have to believe. This is by Rita Springer. Some reason my audio is not working, so we're just going to go directly into prayer. There you go. Thank you, Jesus.
He's a real thing, I know it. Oh, and I believe it, and I receive it tonight that he I have
Father God, I thank you for everybody that's listening under the sound of my voice, God. I thank you for that word on tonight, Lord God. It blessed me when you gave it to me, and I hope that it blessed someone else, Lord God. If there's somebody that has made an unthinking decision, which I think we all have, God, I ask you, Lord God, to step in the midst of that situation just as you were there for Simon Peter when he got out of the boat and attempted to do what you did. You were there for him, God, because really you showed him how to do it, and he was doing it until he was gripped by fear. Lord God, if there's somebody else that's gripped with fear and they're trying to do what you called them to do, the way Peter was trying to do what you called him to, Lord God, give him the strength and the courage, Lord God, to walk on the water, to walk on the water of their new relationship, of their new ministry, of their new marriage, of their new business deal, Lord God. Give them the strength to stay above. They will not sink and they will not drown, but they will stay above in the name of Jesus. Look up on that single mother, Lord God. She didn't know single motherhood was going to be that hard, but look up on her, God. Look up on him, Lord God, that's trying to raise his children by himself. He didn't know that being a single father was going to be that hard. Look up on that college student that's trying to put themselves through school. They didn't know it was going to be that hard. Lord God, but teach them how to walk on the water. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, they may have made a decision that was too quick, an unthinking decision, because we all have. Whoever the person is and whatever decision they have made, Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, that you're going to step in and that you're going to help them get through it on tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for rising and making us all be above, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that you're keeping us afloat, Lord God. When the enemy seeks to take us down under, you're keeping us afloat, Lord God. And I thank you for it, Lord God. You're showing us each and every day that we can do the impossible if we trust you, Lord God. Help each and every person that's listening to me, God, to trust you like never before. In the name of Jesus, unthinking decision or not, help us to trust you, because we're human. We're going to make decisions too quickly sometimes, but help us to trust you through it all. In the name of Jesus, amen. Right now, I'm just going to give you some contact information. If you would like to make contact with me, you can do so on Twitter at Prolific Fire or Facebook.com/Prophetess Stacy. Also, the Lord has blessed this ministry. It is on iTunes. It's a free podcast. All the shows are there. All you have to do is look up Prolific Fire with Prophetess Stacy. Also, if you need prayer and further consultation in the things of God throughout the week, you can email me at prolificfire@gmail.com. Also, it's come to my attention that some of you would like to sow into this ministry. If you have a PayPal account, you can do so by sending your donation to prolificfire@gmail.com. One of the names for prolific is fertile. I didn't know that until God gave me that name. I looked it up. It means fertile. So I'm here to tell you that this is fertile ground, and the Lord will richly bless you for sowing into this ministry. And, of course, I appreciate it. And most of all, I appreciate you being here every week, listening to me. Hope you were blessed, and I hope you will join me next week, the same time, with a brand-new prolific word. The message for next week will be, I'm too tired to quit now. That's all I'm going to tell you. You have to be here next week to hear it. I'm too tired to quit now. And I feel like the title is bearing witness with somebody's spirit right now. I'm too tired to quit now. And we're going to close with One Step Away by Providence Juanita Bynum, because no matter what, you need to always remember that God is just one step away. Good night. I love you, and I will see you next week. One Step Away.
Oh, mama, one step away. Yeah, one step away. Every time I feel the pain, one step away. holy your hand up. When you put your hand up, you're going to stick your hand into the kingdom. He's there.
Deliverance in your soul. One step up.